Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Flash.
I'm Brett Jackerman. The Wizards missed John Wall Tuesday, and he could be out longer. As the team announced today, the All-Star guard has five fractures in his left hand and wrist. The Wizards host the Hawks on Game 3 on Saturday, with that series even at 1. Lyle Collins went undrafted following the news that he was involved in the investigation of an ex-girlfriend that was murdered and may have been pregnant with his child. He wasn't a suspect, and the child wasn't his today. He signed a free agent contract with the Cowboys. Everett Golson is transferring from Notre Dame to conclude his college career. There are several baseball games today on the afternoon schedule. And right now, in Chicago, bottom of the third, Detroit leads the White Sox by a score of 1-0. Oakland and Minnesota are even at 4 in the bottom of the fifth. Cleveland and Kansas City being held up by a rain. And bottom of the fourth in St. Louis, the Cardinals with a 4-0 lead over the Cubs, while the Dodgers and Brewers are tied at 3 in the bottom of the fourth in Milwaukee. Alex Guerrero has hit his sixth home run of the season for L.A. The Pirates are 8 games back. They've dropped 5 in a row and take on the Reds tonight. Manager Clint Hurdle said it's been a tough start, but a turnaround can happen at any time.
You never know how close you are to breaking out, and you change. And I think there's some guys that are working hard to get right and get better. The effort's there. We've just got to have better execution.
A.J. Burnett takes the mound for the Pirates. He's off to a terrific start, but has nothing to show for it in the win column. He's 0-1 with an ERA of 1.45 second in the National League. Two games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Two games or two series could be decided. The Lightning have a 3-0 series lead on the Canadiens, while the Blackhawks are up 3-0 in the Wild with Game 4 in Minnesota. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, this is DA, and you have permission to board the mothership weeknights, 6 until 10 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Got nothing to talk about. All right, so let's open up the phone lines and talk Rangers losing to the Caps. Psych! Dear Hockey, no offense. I'm sure you're really exciting. And I saw that the... who scored the big goal for Toronto yet last night? Tyler Johnson? Who Tyler Johnson scored for? Tampa? All right, whatever. Nothing better than playoff hockey, right? Except, well, the Cowboys signed Lyle Collins. John Wall has 5 broken bones in his wrist and his hand. The Rockets did not lose, though they tried as hard as they possibly could. LeBron James is still the best player in the world. The headband is back, even though he said it wouldn't come back. So the headband was talking. Once again, fans taunt Joakim Noah, and apparently he's a bad guy for pushing a fan. He didn't really push him, but he shouldn't have ever pushed him or whatever. And, by the way, we continue to talk about Tom Brady's balls. Like I said, there's a lot of things better than playoff hockey. Like, well, all those other topics I gave you. And again, no disrespect to hockey. I'm sure it's really, really interesting. Just not to me. 855-212-4CBS. I'm not even kidding. It's really not that interesting to me. But I want to take your phone calls. I do. For whatever reason, I want to hear the nonsense that you're spewing about Tom Brady. About Tommy Terrific. Because I'm just going to point out that the idea of suspending Tom Brady for somebody else taking air out of a football when he didn't talk to them for 6 months before the AFC Championship game is ludicrous. It's probably going to happen because the way it works with the NFL is they don't want to, and they have done everything in their power to lessen the suspensions against teams and players in the past, most notably Ray Rice, but then they succumb to public pressure. Some because it's the right thing to do, but mostly because it's what people tell them to do. Right? So with that in mind, I believe that Tom Brady's likely to be suspended. I don't know how they'll do it because it's a disaster for one of their rights holders, most notably NBC, who paid all this money, and they get the Thursday night football game. They broadcast last year's Super Bowl, this year's Super Bowl on CBS, Super Bowl 50. And their reward was a Le'Veon Bell-less Pittsburgh Steelers and possibly a Tom Brady-less New England Patriots. Ooh, boy. Can't wait to see that. So, Brady's lawyer kind of let us in on some of the things that were missing in Ted Wells' report from his perspective. He said it was a sting operation. It was a sting operation. They got a tip from Ryan Grigson. I want to point out there's a couple of things here. The difference in this and Spygate, just so you know, is that Spygate occurred against the New York Jets. That's when they caught him, right? And Spygate was coached by one of their former assistant coaches in Eric Mangini. The difference in what Mangini did and what Grigson did is very simple. Mangini called the Patriots and told them, don't film us sending in our plays. If you do, I will call the league office. They did. He called the league office. Grigson likely got a tip from the Baltimore Ravens. Grigson's the GM of the Indianapolis Colts. He called the NFL offices without warning the Patriots of doing so. No one I know thinks that in that particular game or in any particular game that it's that decisive an advantage because even though a softer ball may be easier to grip, it's also harder to throw. These are just mere facts. The other part missing that hasn't been discussed is there's no control group here. We don't know if other teams underinflate or overinflate the ball. And the big portion of this, the sinister part of it is the allegations, which appear to be true, that the Patriots, they're more likely true than they are false. They're more probable than they are improbable. That the two gentlemen, McNulty and what's the other guy's name? McNally and Jastrzemski. Those two guys likely in cahoots took the air out of the football, or McNally, the deflator, took the air out of the football after they were already measured, right? Does anybody dispute this as likely happening? No. The dispute is whether or not Tom Brady told them to take air out of the football after they had already been measured. And what we don't know, what doesn't appear to have been proven beyond any sort of a doubt, is if Brady did that. And if this is common practice in the NFL, overinflating, underinflating footballs. It just isn't. So I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I think they're going to suspend him instead of giving him just a healthy fine. And if you missed Tom Brady's defense, and he'll be at Salem State tonight, just so happens to be the name of the most famous witch trial in the history of the United States, Salem Witch Trials. And Jim Gray is supposed to interview him. Dude, Jim Gray is the Where's Waldo? He is the Forrest Gump of interviewers, isn't he? It's like, remember Pete Rose when he was interviewed at the All-Star Game? Right? It was the baseball All-Star Game, wasn't it? Who interviewed him? Jim Gray. Was Jim Gray the one who interviewed Mike Tyson when he said, I want to eat his children? It's Jim Gray. The decision, you know who did the interviewing? Jim Gray. Like, damn! The hell? Anyway, Jim Gray's going to be there. And so Tom Brady can't pull out of the appearance. He can't not answer questions. And I'm sure it's going to be scripted something along the lines of what he said the day after the AFC Championship game.
I have no knowledge of anything. I have no knowledge of any wrongdoing of any.
Nobody did anything.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm very comfortable saying that nobody did it. As far as I know, I don't know everything. I also understand that I, you know, was in a locker room preparing for a game for 5 hours. I don't know what happened over the course of the process with the footballs. I was preparing for my own job and doing what I needed to do.
Okay, so, Kluge, you think he's lying? A lot of people think he's lying right there. Like, that was the moment. 6 minutes into the press conference. Adam, you think he's lying, correct?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he says he has no knowledge of anything that happened, and all these text messages show he did.
That he knew what happened to the footballs when it happened to the
footballs? That he was aware that he's giving signed memorabilia to these guys to deflate the footballs to the liking of his PSI level.
Okay, but again, that is not illegal. That is not what is that the NFL would suspend somebody for. It's not taking the air out of the football. It's taking the air out of the football after they were checked by the officials. Do we understand the difference, right? Okay, and first, signed memorabilia, swag, if you will. It's called swag. Industry term, swag. Hats, gear, signed stuff is autograph swag, whatever. The term green fly is when you get something signed for somebody else as a favor. Hey, I got a green fly. Can you sign this for me? So the swag with locker room attendance, that's the way it works. With everything. Everything is bartered upon. I've told here, there's a bunch of things that we get to throughout the life of a show that will always kind of poke their head in. It's like John Wall. Yesterday I told you when it was reported as a sprained wrist and he was having a second opinion. What have I always told you? Nobody ever gets a second opinion on good news. Hey, it's just a sprain. You know what? I want a second opinion. Turns out it's broken. 5 fractures. Right? So there are little things that I use that kind of work with different stories. One is that there are no more secrets, just facts yet to be revealed. Many of them have come out here in these text messages. But the other is that rich people, you know what they don't like to do? Spend money. Because rich people that spend money aren't rich for long. So the idea that Tom Brady is going, instead of giving a guy money, why would you give a guy money? You just sign a football for him. You give him a jersey. You give him some shoes. Give him some Tom Brady apparel. When reached for comment, here was Rob Gronkowski's thoughts on the Ted Wells report.
I was just at a charity event for the kids. There was media there. We talked about all the kids, all the fundraising for kids. It was Rodman Ride for Kids. Unbelievable foundation they have. You know, I go to leave. The media runs storming out. All they want to know is questions about the deflate gate. Well, guess what? What about all the fundraising for the kids? All the kids, everyone doing a great job. All the behind the scenes that I do, Rodman Ride for Kids does. All that, no one ever wants to expand on that. For the kids, all the charity events. No, they're worried about a story for the deflate gate. You know, these sure aren't deflating. These are only inflating. So get ready, because I'm going to be ready. And there's only one thing you can deflate. These nuts!
All the good stuff he said about charity just goes right out the window.
All the good stuff about charity, about helping out, helping out kids. Look, man,
these nuts!
How many times do I have to tell you? Again, something I always work in with my football stuff about football players. No one's ever sat next to the football player when they want to cheat on a test, right?
These nuts!
All right, we're good. We're good there, dude. We're good. So, there's what's called plausible deniability, right? Plausible deniability. And what I didn't like about Brady's press conference when he said he had no knowledge of things was that there was never any give to it. There was never any, hey, yeah, I like a bit of a softer football. He was just like, I just play whatever. It's plausible deniability that he's looking for. Do I like a soft football? Do those guys always take air out of the football when it's overly inflated? Yeah. Did I tell them ever, even once, to take the bag of footballs that were just measured for their PSI, disappear into the locker room, and then No. Why would I ever do that? And the part of the Wells report that I have to agree with Brady's agent is, like, there is very little mention of it. Basically comes across as if Tom Brady didn't want to talk to him, was unapproachable, didn't answer the right questions, and they omitted apparently much of his testimony. If sunlight is the greatest disinfectant, then shine some sun on it. Let me hear what exactly Tom Brady had to say. But here's the bigger thing. This is not a player safety issue. They weren't warned like the Saints and did it anyway.